You went to a rodeo there, cowgirl?
Yes.
You don't seem like a rodeo kind of girl to me. I don't know.
I'm not.
But horses and bulls and stuff like that.
Sheep.
And, yeah.
Sheep?
It's a youth rodeo. This was a youth rodeo. And so one of our friends.
Please, you just went to spectate?
Yes. Oh, Lord, no. I wasn't in
the young man wasn't raising a hog to show or something like that?
No, no, okay. Oh, goodness. Don't you think I would have talked about that? If there was a hog at my house,
I would think,
the boy
I would
was
think there's some limit to the stuff you'll talk about, and I would think that hog raising might be one of the limits.
Oh,
I
no,
know.
I think that would have to be out there.
Okay, but what?
Well, Eli's best friend Ethan's sister is into the rodeo now.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went to support her in her first pole race and her first barrel race.
Okay.
And then their little brother, Blake, who is three, also did mutton busting.
Wow.
Mutton busting?
That's where you ride a sheep. And you
they put a three-year-old on the back of a sheep?
Yes. And you do it as long as you can. And they the score, the winner, is the one how that long had
did
the most time.
How long did he bust that mutton?
3.5 seconds, I think.
Wow.
It's about the same time
I mean,
bust a mutton.
First time, yeah. So I thought that was fun. Mm-hmm. So anyway, it was interesting. It was youth, and so up to like age 16.
So you strap
16,
a little
18.
Kid like he's some sort of
they don't strap
Reese's
them. No, they
monkey.
They just have to hold on.
You've seen those monkeys that fly around on the backs of dogs,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So this is like that.
It's a lot like that.
And what do? They zap the sheep with some electricity,
no,
get them going.
Is this legal?
Yeah, I've never seen it, but they open
is
the
it
gate.
Is it safe?
Yeah.
How bad is the tumble when these sheep get going and the kids fall off?
Well, yeah. They're all close to the ground, you know. So there's somebody there to like grab the kids. So
how
the
many
sheep
kids come up going?
Stampede them.
Yeah.
There's a few of those. But then they have.
I'd be afraid to get trampled or something.
Well, I would be afraid of that
too.
Well,
once the sheep has dumped its load, it keeps on running.
It does. It keeps
there's
going.
There's not other sheep in the pen.
It's
not like it's a race and there's multiple sheep. It's one sheep at a time.
One sheep, one kid.
One three-year-old going, no, mommy, daddy, no.
Yeah.
No, they were all excited. And some of them have done it for a while. And they were all excited.
Busters.
And then there was the pole racing and the barrel racing.
The pole dancing? I'm sorry?
No, pole racing, you know, where you go in and out of the poles and around the barrels and stuff like that. So it was
on
kind
sheep?
Of exciting. Yeah, on sheep. No, not on sheep. On horses.
Whoa.
No, the pole and barrels are on horses.
And did any sheep then climb on Eli? Because I know he couldn't climb on any of the sheep.
Ouch. Oh. Somebody in trouble. I'm going to go over here. I'm going to hide over here. And you take it. You take this one on your own. Hey, why don't we play a game?
So it was fun.
Did any of the sheep ride Eli? Because you know Eli ain't riding no sheep.
No, he was too busy dancing.
Yeah, but did he bust any mutton, though?